Ladies and gentlemen, life was a lie. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family. I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Bebe Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in Rocks in Your Garden.
Well, hi,
Daddy.
Pop.
Hiya, darling.
Fine, honey.
Sorry I'm late, but I couldn't get in the bathroom.
Oh, that was Richard's fault.
Sorry, I was shaving.
Shaving? Well, well. So it's March again.
Oh, stop kidding, Pop. I want to look real slick for the big dance. It's going to be a really terrific affair, so I shaved especially for it.
Oh, I see. Well, when is the big dance?
Easter. Oh.
Well, I thought so.
Here's your coffee, dear.
Oh, I haven't time to drink it. I'll get a cup at the golf club.
Golf again?
Yes, I promised to meet Mayor Clinker on the first tee at 9:30.
Honestly, Ben, I can't understand why you play so much.
Well, it keeps me fit.
Fit for what?
More golf.
Why don't you stay home once in a while and relax?
Because I need the fresh air. But you should do something too, honey. Why don't you spend the day with Florrie?
I can't. Florrie's going hunting.
Hunting? Well, that's a sport for men.
That's what Florrie's hunting for.
Well... Well, it's a shame Mother Nature gave us such bad ammunition. She's a barrel of fun. Oh, yes. A double barrel.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, gee, look at the time. Well, I mustn't keep Mayor Clinker waiting. Gotta run. Have fun, kids. Bye, darling.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye,
Pop.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon. Will Mr. Lyon be home for lunch?
No, Aggie. He's playing golf.
Again? Mm. Oh, you poor, poor woman. I know how you must suffer.
You do?
Aye. My auntie was married to a golfer, and he was always away playing golf. One day, my auntie got so fed up, she told him he had to choose between golf and her.
And did he?
Aye, and my poor auntie regretted it all her life. It was a terrible decision, and it caused her 20 years of complete misery.
What happened?
He gave up golf.
Thanks for cheering me up.
You're welcome. I'll take my dishes to my kitchen.
Has Pop always been so fond of golf?
Oh, yes. The first time I met your father was on the fairway.
No kidding.
Oh, tell us about it, Mother. Well, my cousin was playing golf, and my mother told me to take some sandwiches to the golf links for him.
And you met Daddy?
Well, no, not at first. You see, I couldn't find the golf links. In fact, nobody could tell me where they were. So I asked a policeman where I could find the missing links, and he pointed to your father.
And Pop took you to the golf course?
What, dear?
And Pop took you to the golf course?
Oh, that's right. And after that, I used to go and watch him play golf every Saturday. I'd follow him around the course with a song in my heart and a tent on my back.
A tent?
Yes, I had to pitch camp every time your father got the ball in a bunker.
Oh, Mother, you're getting as bad as Aggie.
Mrs. Lyon, will you come out and help me with the vegetables?
All right, Aggie. Poor Mother.
Yeah, I guess Ma's what you call a golf widow.
Yeah, and we've got to do something about it.
What can we do?
We'll have to use psychology on Daddy.
Oh, that's what I thought he used on us.
No, I mean a substitute for golf. Some hobby that'll keep him around the house.
Well, how do we do that?
Well, go shopping and buy him a present.
But that'll cost money.
He won't be spending money. It'll be investing in a father. Well, that finishes the adult game department. Oh, here's the book section. Say, a book would keep Daddy at home.
Yeah, and it would be a lot cheaper than that deluxe clay modeling set.
Honestly, Richard, you're tighter than Tessie O'Shea in a telephone booth.
I'm not tight. I don't care how much the present costs, as long as it isn't over 10 shillings.
All right. Oh, say, here's some nice books on this table.
Well, let's see. How to raise chickens, how to raise ducks, how to stop raising rabbits.
May I help you?
Oh, yes, please. We're looking for a book. We're giving somebody a present.
I see. Is it for a child?
No, it's for an elderly gentleman.
Yes, our father.
Well, how about this complete set of Shakespeare bound in Morocco leather?
How much?
£56.
Oh, come now. Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah, well, here's a very good book. It's caused a sensation all over the world. The Cruel Sea.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Say, that sounds perfect.
Yes, and it's only 12 and 6.
12 and 6? Oh, I just remembered. Pop's not a very good sailor.
What we're looking for is something that Daddy can do. You know, building or some home hobby.
Well, he has a nice selection on this table. A guinea each.
A guinea each? I had no idea it cost so much to raise parents these days.
Oh, listen to the title of this one, Richard. It's so romantic. Si fa sans donc on peut nettoyer un poulet. Isn't that beautiful? What does it mean?
Well, it loses something in the translation, but it means 6 ways to clean a chicken.
In French.
Hey, what are the books on this table?
Oh, let me see, Richard. How to build a boat in your basement. Oh, here's another one. How to get the boat out of your basement after you built it.
Well, look, Barbara, here's just the thing. 3 and 6. A book on rock garden.
Oh, but Daddy never goes into the garden.
Oh, he will after he reads this book.
Say, it might keep him home at that.
Yeah. Shall I wrap it up?
Yes, we'll take it with us.
Good. That'll be 3 and 6, please.
Oh, Richard, you want 3 and 6.
Oh, charge it to Mrs. Ben Lyon.
All right.
Oh, Richard, did you give Daddy that book on rock gardening?
Yes, but he wasn't interested.
Where's he now?
In the den reading it.
But I thought you said he wasn't interested. How come he's reading it?
Well, by the time I'd hidden his golf clubs, the playing cards, his books, his magazines, and the daily papers, there wasn't anything else for him to do.
Well, he still won't get interested, and it's all your fault for not buying him a better book.
Oh, kids, your dear old dad wants to thank you for giving him this wonderful book on rock gardening.
Daddy, you mean you really like it?
Like it? It's the most absorbing thing I've ever read. I can't wait to get started building a rock garden of my own.
Gee, that's swell.
Listen, I want to read you something very interesting. It says, there is something about a rock garden that moves one as nothing else will. And what is it that is so strong, so overpowering? The answer is fertilizer. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, kids. I turned over 2 pages at once here by mistake.
Do you think you like rock gardening better than golf?
Well, there's no comparison. Tomorrow I'm going to start preparing the foundation. Of course, I'll have to dig up the grass and scatter the ground a bit.
Ben Lyon, you're talking about golf again.
No, I'm going to start a rock garden. It's going to be the most unusual garden in town.
Well, it's bound to be. It's going to grow rocks in it.
Mother, Daddy's talking about rock plants.
Yes, look, Bebe, do you know the difference between alpine and subalpine plants?
No.
Are the peculiarities of the moraine and the bog plants?
No, but I've been very happy all these years.
Well, you'd be happier if you knew something about this entrancing subject. Listen to this. It says, the failure of many inexperienced rock gardeners is that they fail to select sympathetic rocks for their little plant friends. If the right type of sympathetic rocks are chosen, however, the little fellows will be encouraged to send their creeping, thirsty little roots along the surface, hugging them for dear life until the rich, deep soil is reached. Oh, isn't that delightful?
Mother, have you ever seen Daddy so happy?
No. Not since he was trapped in the bathroom with a full-length mirror.
Well, you can all make fun, but you'll be amazed when you see my Trillium Ravalli spreading all over the rocks.
Well, I should think so. How are you going to do it?
Oh, I'm talking about Florey.
Oh, you leave Florey out of it.
Honey, that is the Latin name for flowers.
Oh.
Well, kids, I think I'll go and get the tools out of the shed.
I'll come with you, Pop.
Oh, Barbara, isn't it wonderful? Your father won't be playing golf all the time now. He'll better be at home working on a nice, quiet hobby. Oh, what a lovely
be lying in bed. So quiet, so peaceful.
Oh, my goodness! What's that? Barbara! Richard! Father, what was that noise?
The whole house shook.
Oh, I don't know. Ben! Ben! Tiff, your father's gone. Your father to disappear when the enemy's attacking. The war's over. Mother, the war's over. Those explosions came from the back of the house. Oh, I'll open the window. What silly idiot's making all that noise out there?
I am. I guess I used too much dynamite.
Too much what?
Dynamite. I'm breaking up the big rocks for my garden. Oh, Richard, come on down and help me.
Okay. Well, here I am, Pop.
Well, what kept you so long?
I'm sorry. I walked.
All right, I pass. Look, this big rock is pretty stubborn. I think I'll have to give it a bigger charge.
Well, dynamite's pretty noisy. Why don't you break the rock with this big sledgehammer?
That's a good idea. If I hit it in the middle, it'll split in half. But I'll have to make certain I hit it on the right spot.
I'll mark the spot by putting this matchbox on it. Then all you have to do is aim at the matchbox.
Good. Now, I'll raise this sledgehammer over my head and hit it with all my strength like this.
Well, you broke the matchbox. Now try breaking the rock.
Wait, I've got a better idea. We'll both pick the rock up and drop it on the hard concrete path.
Okay, ready?
Let's carry it over this way a little. Now get ready to drop it on the path. One, two, three. Oh, well, I always wanted crazy paving.
But we still haven't broken the rock.
We will. Look, I'll tilt the rock back, and you put that stick of dynamite under the other end and light the fuse.
All right, if you say so.
There now, I've got the rock in position.
The dynamite set.
Good, let's run and... Oh, holy smoke, my shoelace is caught under the rock. The dynamite's going off and I can't get away. Oh, save yourself, Richard. I'll face this alone. Alone. Oh, I'm too young to go yet.
But, Pop! Pop, I want to...
Richard, run. I'll face my bitter fate with a smile on my lips. Oh, dear. Go ahead, dynamite. Explode. I'm waiting.
You'll have to wait a long time. I didn't light the fuse.
You didn't? Well, thank goodness. Wouldn't it have been terrible to end my life at 36?
Yeah, but I mean, why worry about something that might have happened 25 years ago?
Listen, you want to live, don't you? Well, stop being impertinent and stand back. This time, I'll light the fuse myself.
No, don't do it. We might have an accident. Use a sledgehammer.
I'm ashamed of you. Do you want people to say you're a coward?
Well, I'd rather have them say I'm a coward than say, oh, doesn't he look natural?
Then go in the house. I'll do it myself. I'm certainly not going to use the sledgehammer.
Oh, please. The dynamite flap will go off too soon. Well, you'd be right in the middle of a tremendous explosion before you could get away. Aren't you scared?
Scared? Me scared of an explosion? Hand me the sledgehammer.
Oh, Mother, Do you mind if I go over to Mary Wilkinson's?
Why don't you invite Mary over here? There's no danger now. Your father stopped blasting.
I know, Mother. But all Daddy does is talk to my friends about rock gardening and flowers. The last time they came over, they only stayed 3 minutes.
Yes, I remember.
And when Bill Clinker was here for tea, Daddy came in and said Bill's eyes were like two giant Viola potatoes. I haven't seen Bill since.
I know, honey. It's taken me days to persuade Florrie and Mr. Whipple to come over this evening for a game of bridge.
Oh, hello, girls. Oh, you both look lovely. As pretty as a couple of Saxifraga cymbalaria.
Thanks.
Well, Mother, I think I'd better be going. I'll be late. Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, my little Fern.
Oh!
Ben, you're overdoing this. You start work tomorrow. Remember, you can't do two things well at the same time.
You're right. If I work too hard for Mr. Fox, my rock garden will suffer.
I'm talking about your job.
Oh, my job.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Mr. Fox this afternoon, and I told him I wasn't coming back to work for a few weeks.
Ben, you're out of your mind.
Yes, that's what Mr. Fox said. We had a terrible row. Well, I think I'll go out and spray my Facilia campanulatas.
Come here. You'll do nothing of the sort. It's time to change your clothes. Flory and Mr. Wimple are coming over for bridge.
Good. I know Flory will feel at home in my rock garden.
What makes you say that?
Because she looks like something that's found underneath a rock.
That's a fine thing to say. And another thing, don't talk flowers tonight. Remember, they're coming over to play bridge.
All right, my little BB Virginia creeper.
Ma, what's the matter with you? You look worried.
Well, I am. Your father's got into a terrible row with Mr. Fox. He said he'd never work for him again.
Gee, what did Mr. Fox say?
That was Mr. Fox talking.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I made some sandwiches for your bridge party.
Good. We may not be eating again for a long time.
Well, Ma, I'm going to the pictures with Sally.
All right, darling. You better hurry. You mustn't keep poor Sally standing outside for you.
Oh, she'll be in her seat. I always meet her inside the cinema.
I should have known that.
Well, I'll go get my coat.
Come in. Flory, darling.
Baby, darling.
Oh, honey, I'm glad your cold is better. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Elf. Where's the squire?
Oh, he'll be with us in a few minutes. Come on into the dance.
Ow! Blimey! What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wimple. I should have warned you about that plow.
Is it a plow in the front hall?
Well, we had to put the cement mixer in the garage.
Oh, well, let's get the cards ready.
Well, they're here on the table. Shall I cut them?
Yes, please.
Mr. Wimple, may I have a knife?
Is it, you're going to cut them with a knife?
No, I want to sharpen my pencil.
Now, let me shuffle.
Sit down, Flora. You can dance later.
You deal, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, you know, I understand Mr. Earl's quite a rock gardener now, then.
Oh.
Yes, that's all he talks about. Now, you watch. He'll start on rock gardens the minute he comes in the room.
Shh. Here he comes.
Be careful. He thinks he's normal.
Oh, hello, Wimple. Hello, Flory.
Hello, Ben.
See you, Mr. L.
Oh, speaking of rock gardens, would you like to come out and see it?
The only thing I want to see is 52 cards.
Oh, but Flory, you haven't lived until you've seen my Erigeron salsriginosus glacialis.
Mr. L, please, there are ladies present.
Come on, Ben. Sit down and let's play cards.
You bid, Mr. Wimple.
Right. One club.
One heart. Two spades.
Three campanulatas.
I'm down with it.
Hey, what? You know, it's a funny thing about those Facilia campanulatas. They are so fragile. But if the soil is firm...
Ben, what do you bid?
It's all right here in the book, Wimple. I just happen to have it on my lap. See, the little fellas must feel securely anchored.
Barney, I've just remembered something. I must get home.
Me too. I forgot to turn off the stove.
But you can't leave yet.
No, Wimple, no. Let me tell you about the flowers.
I heard all about the little flowers 40 years ago.
I'll phone you in the morning, BB. Good night, Ben.
Yes, I must go too. I'll think of a reason later.
Why, honey, you're crying.
Oh, why shouldn't I cry? We've become hermits. No one comes to see us. Our neighbors don't even borrow from us anymore. And you pay more attention to that dwarf birch than you do to me.
Oh, that reminds me.
Where are you going?
To put a light under my Facilia campanulatas.
Well, you can stay out there.
Baby, you've locked the door. Let me in.
No, you can stay out with your flowers all night.
But, honey, where can I sleep?
In a flower bed with your blooming campanulata.
Gee, Pop, the rock garden looks terrific, and this pool is going to be beautiful.
Yes, yes. Well, it's all ready to be filled with water now. You can turn the tap on.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, listen, just listen to it. It's filling up fast. Oh, this is going to look terrific. As soon as the water comes up to the top, it'll all be ready for Lady Astor.
Lady Astor?
Yes. Oh, she'll look beautiful floating around in the middle of the pool.
Are you sure she can swim?
swim? Richard, I'm talking about a water lily that's named after Lady Astor.
Oh, say, who's the man coming up the path?
Oh, he's probably bringing the seeds from the nursery.
Well, I'll go get the rest of the shrubs.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, I brought the seeds you selected.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I take it you're from the firm of Flower, Stem, and Blossom.
That's right. Flower and Stem are my partners. I'm Blossom.
Well, listen, Blossom, I don't think I ordered enough seeds.
Oh, but then you'd be interested in some of these flower bulbs.
No, no, I'm just going to raise rock plants.
Oh, but you're making such a dreadful mistake. You've no idea what pleasure I get out of my garden.
You do?
Yes. Look, here's a picture of me by my roses. Every summer I go out there and stand for hours and just smell.
Well, how nice.
On the right of the roses, you'll see my favorite daffodil.
Daffodil? Look, Blossom, daffodil hasn't got a bee in it.
This one has. It came out and stung me right by my pussy willow. Oh, you silly bee.
Yes, now look. I don't want any flowers, but I do need something big to grow in the middle of my rock garden.
I know just the thing. Back at the shop, we have a weeping willow tree.
Oh, is it a good weeping willow?
Good. Every 3 weeks, it has a nervous breakdown.
Then I don't want it.
Oh, you beast, you. You simply won't buy anything. What can I do? My flower business is going to seed.
Now, look, Blossom, I'm sorry.
Don't talk to me. Poor Blossom. Wait till Flower and Stem hear about this. They'll say I made an aspidestra of myself. Poor old Blossom.
Oh, shut your big petal.
That's right. Make fun of me, you dandelion. I'm going and I don't care if I never see you again. Courage, Blossom. Courage.
Okay, bud, okay.
Well, here are the shrubs, Pop. Hey, the water in the pool's going down.
Say it, is it that? I wonder where all the water's going.
I can tell you. It's leaking into the basement.
Oh, well, it's bound to seep through a little at first. It's not important.
Not important? Ben Lyon, unless you want me to get really mad, you'll go down and fix that leak. I'm going in the house.
You know, Richard, your mother's a scream when she tries to bully me.
Ben Lyon, unless you want to get really mad, you'll go down and fix that leak.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going down and fix that leak.
Here, Pop, I'll open the door to the basement.
Holy smoke! Look at the water down there. It must be 7 feet deep. Even the wooden stairs are underwater.
Look, there's the big leak in the wall. We can reach it from halfway down these stairs.
Good. Well, go on down. Only be careful because the fifth step is missing.
Okay. I'll stop at the fourth one.
At least I think it's the fifth step. Hey, Richard. I say, Richard, where are you? Must have been the fourth step. Don't panic, son. I'll lean over and pull you out.
No, I'll swim back. Hey, look out. You're overbalancing. Oh. Oh, hold on, Pop. I'll save you.
Stop being ridiculous. I've been a swimmer all my life, and I... Oh, I'm sinking. Oh, Richard, my boy, come on. Your dear old dad, will you, son?
Well, here I am. I'll help you.
Oh, thanks, son. That's better. Say, I'm managing pretty well, and the water's only up to my waist now. How are you doing, Richard? It was nice of you to let me sit on your shoulders.
Well, you can get off now.
Baby, don't you worry. I fixed the leak in the basement. The water doesn't seep through the wall anymore.
Good. It'll be like old times getting water from the taps again.
Well, if you want me, I'll be out in my garden.
Darn that rock garden. Come in.
It's me, Mrs. L.
I'm in the kitchen, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Mrs. L.
Hello.
How's his Nibs?
Oh, he's in an awful state. He isn't himself anymore. I'm afraid those rocks have gone to his head.
Oh, well, there's plenty of room, isn't
there? You know something? He won't even go back to work. And he used to be such a good businessman. Why, he was a regular cocoon.
Was it cocoon? No, Mrs. Elf, you mean tycoon.
Oh.
Why, cocoon is a sort of worm that's all wrapped up in something he built himself.
That's Ben, all right.
Well, I think I'd better go out and see him. The counselor sent me over to complain about that pool of water in your garden. Hmm. It's fragrant.
No.
Yes, it smells.
Good.
No, bad. Very bad. And they insist that Mr. Earl drains it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Do you know the council got 39 letters complaining about that pool?
39, huh? Are you sure?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Elf, I wrote one of those letters myself.
Well, that's all right.
Yes, I knew you'd understand.
Sure. I wrote the other 38. Now, go around and give Ben the bad news.
Okey-doke.
Hello there, Mr. Earl.
Oh, hello, Wimple. You look worried.
I am. The council and I have been having an argument.
Whoa, well, don't let it bother you. It was probably about nothing.
You're quite right. It was about you.
Me?
Yes. They say they want this pool drained, and as councillor of this part, I demand that you do it tooty-sleepy.
Oh, no. Now, Wimple, you're my friend.
Mr. Earl, you're one of my friends.
But you're my pal, my buddy.
You're my good neighbor, my little chump.
Well, then, neighbor, you aren't going to make me drain my pool, are you, my dear friend?
Yes, my dear little chump. I'm going to shut off the water and you'll be caught with your plants down.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm going to put Richard's goldfish in to purify the pool. They act as a natural purifying system, you know.
The goldfish, eh?
Yes, yes, Richard brought them out, but I forgot to put them in the pool. I'll do it right now. There, swim around, little goldfishy. A three itty bitty itty bitty itty pool. There he go.
Yes. Look at him swimming around. Blimey. Why, they're disappearing.
Ben! Oh, Ben, come here right away.
What's the matter?
I just turned on the water tap and the goldfish jumped out and bit me.
Did Daddy finally fix the leak in the basement?
Yes, the basement's dry as a bone now.
Barbara, Richard, look what I got for your father.
Oh, Mother, what a beautiful set of golf clubs.
Yes, I thought if I bought him a new set, he might go back to playing golf again.
Well, Daddy's in the basement, so why don't you go down and surprise him?
I will. Oh, Ben!
Oh, come on down, honey.
Ben, stop that pounding. Stop it.
Well, what's the matter, dear?
You're knocking the concrete off the walls. And after you went to all the trouble to stop those leaks.
Say, what have you got there?
A set of new golf clubs for you.
Oh, they look wonderful. And steel shafts, too. Just look at that driver. Oh, that's a darn good solid club.
Oh, I'm so glad. You really like it.
Like it? It's perfect. Just the thing for knocking the concrete off the walls.
Ben, I've had enough. You hear me? I've had enough of this crazy rock gardening.
Rock gardening? Why, I've given that up, dear.
You have?
Yes. You see, the author of that book on rock gardening just wrote a new one on how to grow mushrooms at home. You raise them in your own basement. There's only one trouble, though. You've got to have damp walls.
Oh, no.
That was Life with a Lion, with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, David Enders, and Hugh Morton. Script by Phoebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly, with incidental music by Arthur Wilkins. Production by Tom Ronald.